taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mabel Allen, Miss Andrews, Frances Bird, Gigi Coleman, Jayashree Dasgupta, Jerry Easler, Francis Hayashi, Yeshikando, Lai Landis, Monty the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joy Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers and Health for Health and Well-Being, Kyabdi Lamazon Parimpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Galton, Venerable Shirky Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Clem William Aikens, Jr., Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Mabel Allen, Tom Andrews and family, Bernard Baranski and family, Molly Bard, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Benji, Travis Boone, Carol Bowers, Tim Bird and family, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Dwight Clark, family of Jayashree Dasgupta, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tachi Doma, Carol Sue Earl and family, Mary Lou Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, family of Francis Hayashi, Catherine Hines, Lillian Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Nina Kowalski, Lyle Landis' family, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Michelle Matich, Anse McCall, Tom McGinnity, Hillary McGrath, Elvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, Patrick Shario, Evangelina Cease, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shah, Allison Sheely, Gloria Shelton, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Bob Storms, Jim Satoris, Lopsam Tuptim, Francis Ullman, Jean Vittem, Dion Washington, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams Jr., Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Cokie the Cat, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Fanny the Dog, Gatsby the Cat, Solomon the Cat. Okay, so if you've never been to the center before, welcome. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming through the door. And when he does, if you'd please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then you'll see many of us prostrating. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, just please remain standing. Geshe-la has been teaching on the mind training text on Sundays. And you can find that in this nice volume. Translated by Thupten Jinpa, and also in this one, Advice from a Spiritual Friend by Geshe Rabten and Geshe Darge. And there's also a Lamayashi Wisdom archive book called The Kindness of Others, and I think you can get that online for free. I don't know exactly know where we are in the text. I think we might be on the five powers, but I'm not sure. and Geshe-la will be having the a similar teaching in the second session. He's reminded me to tell everyone to circumambulate the stoop outside, that beautiful white structure, and because it has numerous Dharmakaya relics in it, which are primary relics. And also to turn the prayer wheels on the outside. There are many, many mani mantras in there. It looks just like this. That wooden thing on the desk. And you get the credit of actually saying all of the mantras that are inside each of the prayer wheels just by spinning them clockwise also. If you have cell phones, if you please turn them off or put them on mute, so it's not disturbed with teachings. If Geshe La invites people to ask questions or make comments, if you please wait until you get the handheld mic, because no matter how loud you speak, no one online, we are streaming this, and no one online can hear you, and they want to be part of the classroom participation. Let's see. I think that's everything. If you have questions for Geshe La, there are little forms. I think they're at the little rack as you enter the building by the glass doors, and just fill that out and then put it on his desk, on his, one of his tables, and he'll try to answer them. If you just write very clearly, probably printing is good. And also in simple English, because English is a second language, even though he's, you know, very well educated, very fluent in English. Still, it'd be better. Let's see. I think that's everything. So let's try to settle our minds and get ready for the teachings from the busyness of getting here. Let's recall what Ken Rinpoche, Jetsun Losan Delek said when he was here a few years ago. Since no one forced you to come here today, ever since you left home and got in the car to come over here, you've been accumulating merit. Okay, if you'll turn, get the gold prayer book out. If you're sitting at the pew, it's at the end of the pew. And go to page 183. And then down towards the bottom, between the two lines, you see a mantra. That's Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. So let's chant that three times. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha.
Maybe someone 1 second. Good morning. Maybe this next mantra that we are going to say, and please remember, we'll dedicate this, you know, morning mantra recitations for all the people who are, you know, affected by earthquake, recent earthquake, and back in Nepal. Not just people, also all the animals too. And also together with, also please think about all the people throughout the world, you know, whoever is suffering because of the conflict in their countries, war, all kind of problems, you know, like people in Nepal right now, they are, you know, they don't have home to sleep, but they sleep quite well. But, you know, some people, they have home to sleep, but they're not able to sleep. See, there's all kind of problems. And also think about all the people in the mental hospital and all the people throughout the world who are fighting for, you know, substance addictions. Oh, see, heartbreaking when you see them. All kind of age range, you know, age group. Particularly the poorest part of the countries, you know, like such as like Pakistan, Nepal, India. So some of you may have saw the news, they're showing some part of Pakistan under the overpass, filled with the garbage, people living there, you know, all those people, children. When they see, when you look at their face, they look very miserable, but fighting for addictions for substance abuse. So please think about them too. Okay. So then, if you don't mind, after the morning recitations, I would like to do Tonglen meditation. Tonglen meditations. The meditation Tonglen means, you know, there's a form of practice in Buddhism that you do. Tong means gift, sent or gift. You know, out of pure love, loving kindness, you give. Tonglen means, you know, then take. So that part is done through compassion, you know, compassion. So basically, it's like giving part is like showing compassion. Whenever we witness some kind of miserable conditions, in order to judge, you know, there could be so many reasons, maybe government is very corrupt, or there could be so many other reasons, you know, so maybe they're not doing enough. So whatever, that everybody has some ideas, but it is much more complicated than that, or it's not much more complicated than that. So as an individual, so what the best thing that we can do is like we show, you know, compassion. Then, you know, we spread compassion, you know. These are beautiful things to do. We just show compassion. So that's what we do. You know. So this giving, the taking part is done out of compassion, not out of obligation, out of fear, purely out of compassion. You know. Then giving part, not out of obligations, not out of fear, not out of guilt, purely out of loving kindness. That's how you give. Whatever you give, you know, doesn't have to be material give. So you give, you know, your love, your, you know, heart, your prayers. Then you give this out of pure love, you know, pure love, not out of, you know, fear or guilt or obligations, or pure love. That's how this giving and taking practice has been done in, you know, in according to Tonglen instructions. That's how it's been done. So we are going to chant. So you can just, you know, sit and meditate, okay? Then just think, give, and, you know, think about loving kindness and compassion, oh, towards all these people, and all these people, no? Okay, yeah, thank you. So, Jinji Mawe Kundong Kwan Tosan Jinji Ula Jin Tuji Jinji Ndo La Zin Jinji Zin Lan Chang Zin Lo. Then, from the Mani Mantra.
We're gonna, not going to do four measurables?
Yeah, we'll do four measurables, then after the Mani Mantra.
Okay.
Not going to change.
Okay. So if you turn to page 34, see the four measurables there in the middle? So let's read that in English first. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. Sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now if you turn the page to 37, and then you see four measurables chanting version. So let's chant that in Tibetan.
Maybe Trudy will just say the mantra. Just say the mantra.
Oh, okay. So down below that, it says Tenrezig's mantra. So let's chant that 8 times. 21 times.
And dedicate it for them.
Okay, 21 times. Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
mantras?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then right below that, you see green Taurus mantras. So let's chant that 7 times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Now the Tonglen verse that we'll chant is on page 110.
Yeah. Because if you are interested to say, but you don't have to say, but you know, you can just sit and meditate. So the very reason of chanting any prayer, you know, to chanting, the very purpose of chanting?
Chanting.
Chant means like?
Sing.
Or sing. Or sing. Very purpose of singing prayer. Very purpose of, you know, singing prayer is, you know, chanting prayer is, they give you. The word doesn't change, the same word, but it says very slowly, slowly, you know. It says very slowly and gives you more time to reflect on the meaning. So then it becomes meditations. See, six sambo shene songs means shell, that's honorific for mouth. Usually you say ka, that means, how you say, casual way to say mouth's ka. Shell, that's honorific, no, honorific, that's to call mouth. Shenisung. Chik sambo means gentle word. Chik means word. Sambo means word. Sambo means gentle. Gentle word or noble word. Whatever you say. Chik sambo. Shenisung means say the gentle word from the mouth. Tuya sambo yila kums. Then think about the gentle meaning of the gentle word. So that's how it becomes meditation. So that's why we sing. Sing. We chant. Chant the prayer, okay. So then, as a Buddhist monk, I do believe in power of prayer. Power of prayer. See. So when you look at the materials world, you know, see all the molecule, what do you call in the water, what do you call molecule?
Molecules.
In the water?
Mm-hmm.
What, there's molecule? Anyway, atoms, in air or whatever you call. If just all the atoms, you know, not just one or two, if all the atoms get heated up, that's how the water boils. It's the same, applies same. If everybody in the room thinking the same thing, thinking the same thing and saying the same thing, that's how power has been created, you know. So then it really, there will be, have, you know, positive impact. Whom we are dedicating our prayer. So that's as a, that's what I believe. So there's the power of prayer. It's not, you know, been talked about many times, and even the Mother Teresa talks about power of prayer. So it's not kind of not surprising, because there, if everybody think the same thing, they say the same thing, that's how the power has been created. So that's why, you know, that is good to know. So we as a here Dharma friend, we do prayer together and dedicate for those people who are going through so much. Not just in Nepal, you know, throughout the world. And all the people also in our prayer list, please think about them, you know. So we are going to chant, so you can, you are welcome to participate, or you can just sit and just meditate, okay? This meditation is called Tonglen. Tong, sending or giving out of pure love and kindness. So then observing these miserable conditions out of pure compassion, you know. Then thinking what can be done. Not out of guilt, out of fear, out of obligations, purely out of love, out of compassion. So this is called giving and taking practice. So this is the meditation we are going to do through chanting. Lord, Oh yeah. Thank you. Then, please, would you mind take 1 minute to introduce yourself to each other? So then, after that, I will start the class. Thank you very much. So Chukla is not here, so do we keep track where we are?
Well, I know that the four powers. we did the four powers.
Good.
Did we start the five? The four purification. Did we do the five powers yet? I'm not.
No, not the five powers today. It's not.
Okay, so we're on the five powers. Okay.
So.
So that would be 1:12 and 1:13.
See, I told you before, I've been reading about Mother Teresa books quite a bit, here and there, you know, often, to draw the inspirations to increase, you know, increase inner qualities, such as loving kindness, you know, compassion. So we may not agree everything that she said, but, you know, like a lot of things that she does, you know, she does that purely out of, you know, loving kindness, compassion. There's something that all, you know, desperately need. So that's what we need to spread. We need to spread pure love. We need to spread love and compassion wherever we go. So that's what we need to do. So then the world is going to be a better place. So not necessarily, you know, so if you spread Buddha Dharma, Buddhism wherever you go, so I don't think it's like that, you know. First of all, no, not everybody will become Buddhist. That's the reality. Not everybody will become Christian. That's reality. Not everybody will become something, a believer. That's reality. There's a lot of people that don't believe in anything. See, that's the reality. So what everybody agrees, you know, everybody agrees about, you know, loving kindness, compassion, everybody needs, you know. Everybody needs that, even the animals, you know. If you show compassion, love, they also come close to you. So they may not know what you believe, what is your religion. So they don't know. Not because of that they are coming close to you, because of your affections, that your offerings, love that you show, compassion that you show, because of that animal came close to you. And see, that's another reality. See.
Okay.
So that will be wonderful things to people to get closer, you know, out of loving kindness, compassion. So, So, here, introducing each other. So, thinking about, you know, what mother said, you know, so mother said, love begin at home. So this is our spiritual home. That's where we come together, you know, we discuss, we talk about, you know, how to improve our inner qualities, and that's why it's called, this is considered a spiritual home. So love begin at home, their mother said. So here, that's why, you know, try to get rid of that sense of, you know, strangers, you know. Have a sense, what do you call sense? Sense, feeling of strangers. Try to, you know, get rid of that, you know, so then introduce each other, you know, so then, you know, so see, based on our day-to-day life experience, if someone that you know who's going through difficulties, then you have more sympathies, because you know that person, you know. Yeah, every day there are so many people going through difficulties, a lot of them we don't know. So that's why here, saying this, you know, four immeasurable prayer, you know, may all sentient beings, not just American, Tibetan, all sentient beings, you know, the wish, that kind of wish, I very much wish to develop that kind of wish, that kind of mind, you know, to wish everybody happy, you know, everybody happiness, not just small group of people, you know, everybody, you know. So they see, you know, so right now we are just saying the word, then hope is, you know, then someday this message will sink into our heart. So then, you know, we have different types of wish, you know. So that's good. That is the source of, you know, universal peace, or stability, peace, you know, prosperity, everything. You know, that kind of thinking is good, it's beautiful, it's very good, it's beneficial. So it will benefit everybody, it will benefit everybody. You know? So believing in something, I'm not sure, will that benefit, you know, everybody? So, you know, not sure. But, you know, that kind of wish, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. That kind of wish will benefit. No, there's no questions, it will benefit. If everybody thinking, you are thinking that, oh, everybody should be happy, I'm thinking that everybody should be happy. So that's good thing, you know, that's good thing. Regardless, you know, what you do, what you believe, you know, what your traditions, what your culture, you know, these are all secondary levels, huh? So, please remember that love begins at home, So that's why I'm saying all this loving kindness, compassion has to start from somewhere. So it's much easier to start with someone that you know, much easier. Then slowly, slowly transform to the strangers. Then slowly, slowly transform to the people that we consider them as enemy. So then that's how this, you know, compassion, loving kindness become universal. That's how it becomes universal practically. In the word we can say universal compassion. But how the compassion becomes universal, that's how the process. First you practice with someone you know, so then slowly, slowly, then you're trying to transform that into strangers. Then slowly, slowly, you're trying to transform that to the people that you consider them as enemy. So, you know, they also have tons of problems too. You know, it's not like they are free from suffering. They also have tons of problems. So compassion is developed based on suffering, the beings they go through, not based on that particular being, based on particular being's actions or their thinking. No. Compassion is based on, generating compassion is based on the difficulties or complications the other being go through. So based on that, you develop compassion, not based on their actions, their culture, their traditions, you know, their belief, their way of thinking. No. So based on, you know, based on suffering. That's how the compassion has been developed. You observe some kind of difficulty the other beings going through, you observe that, so then sincerely, genuinely, you develop the desire to free that beings from suffering. That is compassion. That's compassion. That's a definition of compassion. Rangimi yudhichibhe dungajindhavi simjanlamine dungajatantyoke namajindhi tsewa. That's the definition of compassion. That's how the compassion is defined. So I very much appreciate, you know, you are taking time, you know, to introduce to each other. I very much appreciate. So that's the way to see. Give your heart to love, give your heart to compassion. Then everywhere you go, you spread that. Everywhere you go, you spread that. Whether there's animal, people, you spread. You know, you give your heart to love, compassion. Then everywhere you go, you spread that. People will benefit. People will benefit. You could give your heart to Buddha Dharma, Buddhism, your practice. But then everywhere you go, when you spread, doesn't guarantee happiness. Oh, some people don't like to hear at all. We have experienced when you go in the subway in New York, everybody's very tired, you know, coming back home. All of a sudden, in the middle of there, people are shouting, somebody is shouting about, talking about, you know, God and all kinds of people. Looks like nobody's happy to hear, you know. That proves, you know. If somebody's saying some love, some jokes, everybody enjoy. Saying jokes is much more effective because everybody's kind of smiling. But saying about, you know, something about, so you see that, you see in the campus. So therefore, you have to request. In Buddhism, you have to request to teach. You don't just, you don't just preach. You have to request. No, just one time, three times. First time they say, oh, I don't know. Doesn't mean they don't know. They do know. So they will not teach right away, you know. So you have to request three times, you know. So then slowly, probably, they may teach, they may not teach. You know, it may take some time. Anyway. So that's the here. So now here, today, the section here, 7-point thought transformation. So why? So this my talk is now based on this book, 7-point thought transformations. So as a human, that we have this incredible brain that can think, not just think. Think deep. Human is the only one who has this kind of ability to think, not just think very deep. Animal, they think, but they can't think deep. So, in that, you know, brain also comes with complications. Complications? not just think, or think all kinds of things. Not just, you know. So, the greatest destroyer of the peace, the greatest destroyer of the peace is disturbing thought. If somebody bangs on your door again, there's conditions. Whether you get disturbed or not is very much depend on your thought. If you think something negative, then you have been disturbed. If you are thinking, you know, so this is not disturb or not disturb, it's very much dependent on your thought, you know. Somebody can bang and bang, you know. even just Sunday or weekends, all of a sudden there your neighbors comes out with this lawnmower machines. That very sound. Whether the sound disturbs you or not, it's very much different on your thought. Now see, cross the street where I live, there's a cross street, you know, neighbor. That, you know, house, there's a lot of people who have some kind of problems. There's a lot of them live together who have some kind of problems, you know. There's a group of them live together. And somebody comes, pick up them, not every day, but, you know, sometimes then they come. And the people who are driving cars, but they don't, I'm out of laziness, I don't know, so I can't judge, you know. Maybe they just honk and honk people to come out. So, you know, then all kind of thought arise, you know, thought arise. Where's compassion? There's no compassion. When you need compassion, there's no compassion. When you don't need compassion, then you think of compassion. All kind of thought arise. Oh, why you don't go inside, just knock the door, call them. Why you hang on? Oh, I'm going to probably leave a note. From now on, don't you ever honk. So that's all kind of thought arise. Where's compassion? There's no compassion. See, we are all struggling, no? But we can develop compassion, but we are all struggling. But the process is not going to be easy, but it's going to be challenged, but it can be done. It can be done, no? Slowly, 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 slowly it can be done. If you think, rethink, then it can be changed. If you don't just rethink, if you just live with the same thought again and again, you basically make your life miserable. See, things like that. So, then not just that, you know, then you tell other people, you know, what they do. Yeah, you tell other people. So maybe looking for some support, I'm not sure. You tell other people, oh, this is what they do every morning, so I hope that. You know. Anyway, so every day, you know, so trying to survive day by day, thinking, you know. So, greatest destroyer of the peace is disturbing thought. So, disturbing thought do occur, so now this thought transformation is guiding us or giving us instructions how to transform, you know, transform. The best to stop them at the beginning, right from the beginning, stop them. But that requires some, you know, deeper understanding. So therefore, we are studying, you know, every Sunday, we are studying, you know, this 7-point thought transformations. Okay? So here, the word now, talakangdo gomla juros. Not just word, action. Not just word, actions. So somebody has to say, but please don't misunderstand, oh, Gisela is all about action. No, I'm not all about actions. I'm like 75% word, just word. Maybe 20%, maybe actions. Same. same all. How do you say? Same all? People ask, Gisela, how are you? How's your life? I say, same all. That's why I say same also. Sometimes they say, oh, that can be true. So there's something new. I say, no. I wake up, I say my prayer. No, it's same, pretty much same thing. No, there's nothing, something, no excitement is happening. It's just pretty much same. So anyway, so, talakangdo gomla jor. So what they're saying not just word, action. No, action. Oh, not just word, action. How they translate in English?
Well, let's see. After the fourfold practice, then I don't know if we did relate whatever you can do to meditation right now.
Oh, that's one. Can you please say it again?
Relate whatever you can to meditation right now.
Meditation means think, right? Meditation means think. Meditation doesn't mean like this is just how you sit. When you meditate, that's like called sitting. This is not meditation, it's just sitting. You know, chicken can sit. The cat, what called the long neck bird,
Oh, swan?
No, they're looking for fish. Crane. They can also sit long time. They can just sit in one spot, just stare. That's just sitting, this is not meditation, it's sitting. Squirrel can sit too, like this. No, put the tail there sometime, then sit there in the most uncomfortable like space, you know, between the branch. That's just sitting, it's not meditation, it's just sitting. So meditation means think. Review or think one thing, just one object. That's called concentrations. Just single object. Think single object, that's concentrations. Thinking some kind of instructions. That's called review meditation. So you're reviewing instructions. Review meditation. Oh. So meditation means here, I think this translate.
Relate whatever you can to meditation right now.
Talakandu gomla jors. That's literally translated. Gomla. Gom means, you know, here. So gom means, you know, it's not like that. When you see a side of the road, somebody's, you know, like falling down, immediately you see like this. That's not what it means, you know. If you stand up to help that person, that is what it means, meditation. Doesn't mean you see that person, all of a sudden, immediately you go like this. That's not what it means. No? But it's, say the word meditation, that's not what it means. It means action, or action, or, okay? Not just word action. See, all kind of appearances, you know, you see, you know, something good, you see something negative, you know, all kind of things you see. Now, because of the digital world, we see more, you know, not less, we see more, you know, we don't see less. You know? We used to see very, very limited things. Now we see much more than we can digest. So, you know, we are not used to see that much. We are not used to hear that much now, you know, so because of all these technologies, we hear more, we see more. So what you do when you see something wonderful, what you do? So that's what it means, you know, meditations. When you see something miserable, what you do? That's what it means. Can you repeat this word again, please?
Relate whatever you can.
Yeah, relate whatever you can.
To meditation right now.
Yeah, to meditate. Oh, that's exactly what it means. So, to see whole picture, not just that picture, whole picture, you know? Side of the road, somebody's begging, you know, so looks healthy, kind of young. All kind of thought arise. All kind of thought arise before you give something. All kind of thought arise. Huh? So they say meditate. They say meditate. Meditate.
Geshe.
Yeah, Khandula is going to give the rest of the teaching.
No.
Yeah. She's going to finish the class.
No.
No. Please, just joking.
Geshe-la helps my mind by teasing me a lot. let me see if this is a question. So how I see it is, I see something that's like someone in a ditch, you know. Okay, and I think, meditate. Oh, I want to help. And I think, what can I do to help? And then that is what leads to my action of helping.
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted that the thinking about what to do was not the thinking about how to help was not the action. It's what get to the action.
There is also kind of action too.
Okay.
There's a kind of action. Okay. So not physical action, but you know,
but it's a mental action.
That's action. So when you know, talk about action in Buddhism, it's not just about physical actions. Also, there's thinking. There's also called mental actions. Does it make sense in the Western world? Do you talk about mental actions? No, not really. So I think the action could be in the physical. No, in Buddhism, action is not just physical. Also, the thinking, how to help. That's also action too. Oh, yeah. So, thank you, Geshe-la. So see,
Geshe-la, when you say that thinking can be an action, if you're unable to stop or you're on your way somewhere, you see something, someone that needs help, does prayer count as an action? Pray for them?
Yeah. Anything, you know, that's also count too.
Mantra.
You know? So what people don't want to get confused, like meditation means don't just sit like that, you know. So there's going to be a big problem in the traffic. If you just don't drive, sit like this, people are going to honk you. So see, sometimes, even though you have a wish to give, you can't. Because of circumstance, people are sitting on the wrong side of the road. There's no where to stop. So, you know, then sometimes you can't give because you have wish to give, but you can't give because there's no the rice turned green or what, green, not green, sorry, red, or something like that. You know, sometimes that happens, you know, quite a bit, you know, so sometimes you can't help, but you have wish to help. So that is what it means, actions, you know, not just. So here word meditation should not be confused with the sitting. No, so that's not what it means. Okay. So just think about it. I'll give you some like there in Buddhism, you know, there's like four different systems. So the one system is called mind only school. So it's kind of interesting. Right now, you know, here we say object and subject. This is object, you know, eye consciousness. Consciousness, that you see something, shape, color, that's called eye consciousness, you know. When you smell something, that's called nose consciousness, you know. When you hear something, that's called ear consciousness, you know. When you taste something, that's called tongue consciousness, you know. When you feel something physically, that's called body consciousness, that's called six senses. See? According to the mind-only system, so when I say school, please don't think like high school, middle school, not that kind of school, it's more like systems, or philosophy. According to mind-only philosophy, when you investigate thought, when you really investigate it, so then this is just reflections of your part of your consciousness. It's not really something out there. It's like part of your consciousness. When you don't analyze, then it's like this. You know, it's like object, this is subject. When you really analyze, it's just has a part of your consciousness. You know, seeing something beautiful, seeing something attractive. Otherwise, you know, one object cannot be both attractive and unattractive. The people do see one object, for somebody it's attractive, for someone it's unattractive. So then it's clearly part of their, how you say, thought. So, internal things, external things, these are, you know, internal or external objects are not the exist the exactly the way we perceive them. They don't exist exactly the way we perceive them. We perceive them as something solid, inherent, but It's not that. It's not inherent, it's not solid, it is imputed by thought, it's labeled by thought. And not just that, then top of that, then we impose, we project on that level, then we exaggerate. So then we become uptight. Oh, this is my idea, this is my plan, that's where things should be looks like in my house, in my kitchen. That's how things should be looks like. But you know, we made it up. You know, it's not just it become like that. No, we just made it up. If you just made it up, it can be changed. No, it can be changed. You don't have to be uptight. No, you know. So if you're not uptight, so here, talakantu gomla jors means whenever you see all kind of appearances, whether it's good or bad. So that's, you know, that's what it means, okay? Talakantu gomla jors. That's all I'm going to say here. 3 minutes left, so only 3 minutes. So then I would like to touch a little bit about this five power.
Yes.
First, can you please read that in English?
Okay. Part 4, presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary. The fourth point. In brief, the essence of instruction is this. Apply yourself to the five powers.
Mm. Can you also say the five power play in English?
Okay. First is the power of propelling intention. Second, the power.
Then please, just one. Let them hear in English all of them. Okay. Just five of them.
Okay. Yeah, the power of acquaintance, the power of positive.
Second one is called. First one is called power of intentions.
Yes.
The second one.
Power of acquaintance.
What is that?
Cultivating the two awakening minds at all times, free
the
of
word
distraction.
Acquaintance. What acquaintance means?
Acquaintance.
Familiar.
Yeah. Become familiar.
Oh yeah, okay, that's better. That's much better. Become, it's much better to according to my English, because my English has very limited vocabulary. Oh yeah, yes, the familiarity.
Familiarity.
Yeah, no need to change the translation, because that translation is very good, but the limit of my language, you know, I can't understand that word. That's why I'm asking. Any familiarity?
The power of positive seed.
That sounds good.
The power of eradication.
That sounds good.
The power of aspirational prayer.
Power of prayer. No, power of prayer. All the prayer are aspirational. What do you call it? All the powers.
The power of aspirational prayer.
All the prayer are aspirationals. Make sense? Mm-hmm. All the prayers are Inspiring. Huh?
Aspiring.
Aspiring or inspiring, whatever it is. So these are the five powers. Pembeto, first one, intentions. No intentions, nothing will happen. Nothing. But everything has to be motivated. Motivate, right? Everything has to be motivated. In Buddhism, so minute you wake up, what do you do? Please don't misunderstand. That's what I do. So I do occasionally, not every day, but trying. So you, as a Buddhist, what are you supposed to do when you wake up in the morning? Minute you open your eyes, you are supposed to think about precious human life. See, this life is not a piece of junk. So this is something very precious. Meaningful, valuable, so difficult to find, so easy to lose. Have no idea. All the people, like 1 week ago, all the people in Nepal, they have no idea. All of a sudden, the very place they are living on, shaking, they have no idea. So difficult to find, so precious, so meaningful, so valuable, so easy to lose. See, a lot of people, they're just looking at the sky, so they have no idea about earthquake. So see, that part of the world, majority of the people, uneducated, they can read. A lot of them cannot read. They don't know what to make.
What to make of it, yeah.
Huh? What to make of it? You can see that there's now a lot of video you can see. You can see clearly in the middle of the street. The people have no. There's somebody that are going to under the house grabbing the pillars. That's the wrong thing to do, People have no idea. So all of a sudden, during the daytime, it's like 11:30 or close to noon. All of a sudden, daylight time is sunny weather. All of a sudden, it's shaking. People are all confused. They don't know what is it. They don't know. They think something is coming from the sky. Everybody's looking at the sky. See, all of a sudden, that's what it means. There's a thousand different ways that we lose our precious human life. So as a Buddhist, that's what you think. The minute you wake up, open your eye, you think about precious human life. They're so precious. not to waste means not to, don't know, has a, waste is thinking something negative. That's exactly how we waste this precious human life. If you think something positive, you are not wasting. Even though you are not sitting or saying something, you are not wasting. Some people, sometimes they say, if I don't meditate, I waste my life. So you have to understand what is the meditation. Meditation doesn't mean just sit like this, Meditation can be done, sitting on the comfortable cushion, just thinking something positive, It can be done like that. This is just sitting, no sitting. But some meditation is important to sit like this because it's something to do with the chakras and channels and energy, so that you can just, you know, sit like this, you know. So if you just sit like this, then your energy is going to be like this. So some meditation is important to sit, you know, to learn how to sit properly. But meditation does not mean, you know, that you always sit like this, you know. Just think something positive. So that's, you know, as a Buddhist, that's what you're supposed to do. The minute you wake up, you think about precious human life. See? So then from there, then slowly you arise. Rise, you know, or maybe, you know, say something, you know, something nice, or maybe, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness, you know. Then, you know, it takes time, you know. You are not going to see that right away, but it takes time, and slowly it will change. Slowly it will change, you know. Not right away, slowly it will change. Oh, yeah. So with that, so now I'll stop. So there may be rest of the powers, five powers. Oh, so then maybe next Sunday, okay? Oh, thank you. Have a nice weekend. So I have another class, no? So second class. You are free. I am trapped. Oh, yeah. You want to say some dedication?
Yes, okay. So let's say some dedication prayers. If you turn to page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then if you switch to page 244 and 245, I'll say some short long life prayers, starting with His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Then on the facing page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to the original page. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjuna's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
So good morning, everyone. I'm here just to say a few words about getting involved at Kadampa Center and practicing generosity. In terms of getting involved, we're always in need of volunteers. The center is almost entirely volunteer-run, so everything that's happening here is because of the members getting involved, because they believe in what we're doing and want to see the center to be able to offer such an amazing level of programming. We have vacancies on our management team that include communications, helping us with getting our website and emails and documents and all those things organized. Volunteer coordination. We don't really have anybody who can help us take care of our volunteers and help them get better involved. We have a Salesforce team that's helping us implement a database to help our communications, and they need a lot of help with web design and email communication. But there's something for everybody's talents, so if you're interested in getting involved, please feel free to come speak with me or come visit our management team when we meet after the noon session today. For generosity, I'd like to encourage you today to think about the earthquake that happened in Nepal. If you haven't seen it in the news, a devastating earthquake that has affected people we care very much about, including Geshe Gelug's family, had significant losses of property in Nepal, thankfully not loss of life. And our stupa artist, Jampel, his parents are there, and again, luckily they survived, but they lost their entire home. So we're encouraging donations to support their families. We've put out a box by the front door where you can put offerings to Jampel and Geshe Gelug to take home to their families. They both are trying to get back to Nepal as soon as possible. And then if you'd like to make donations to the larger efforts that FPMT is making to help the monks and nuns of Copan have been going to the remote villages where the government is not getting and bringing them food and necessary supplies. There is a special fund set up by FPMT where you can be confident that your donations will benefit. So you can go to fpmt.org if you want to make an online donation. Thank you.